This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. Well, hello again. This is Reverend Joseph E. Caesar coming to you live on BBS Radio, bringing you the good news of salvation. Well, excuse us for today because we had little setback. However, I am going to be bringing this message to you. And it is a pleasure to be here. I'm going to bring you the message from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. It reads, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house has many mansions. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may also be with me." Well, let me share this with you. And the message is the promise of God. The disciples began to experience a sense of loss. "Let not your heart be troubled." They couldn't believe that Jesus was going away. Their world began to shift when they heard Jesus says, "I am going to prepare this place." As soon as Jesus stated, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you so. But I'm going to prepare this place for you because I want to take you away from this place." Jesus showed him out that being here in this world not going to be any good for them. No. They started to experience emotional shift because they've been around Jesus. They have been around Jesus for the last 3 years. 3 years. 365 days per year, which will give them 1,095. They got accustomed to Jesus and they couldn't believe that their cushion were leaving. They could not have believed that. I am almost sure that they had murmured and queried around. "What's next?" they wondered among themselves. "Who can we turn to? Our divine cushion is leaving." Look at what in John chapter 14, verse 18. So Jesus made the promise. And he said, "Keep heart. I am going. I am going to do this for you." One of the main things that lots of us do is that we don't keep promises. Well, Jesus will keep his promises. He's not like some men. Count their slackness? No. No, not at all. In 2 Peter 3:9, he said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. They began to get their tightness in their throat. They couldn't talk. They said, well, we got to go back to the world because our best part of our life is with Jesus, and now he's leaving us. What can we do? What must we do? Who can we go to? Wherever Jesus is going to be, that's where they'll want to be. He's not just going to take them to heaven and drop you off and disappear. You'll be staying exactly with Jesus. Exactly where Jesus will be staying, you will be staying there. The only how you can go there, on the other hand, you have to make your election sure. You cannot get salvation in heaven. And if you don't accept Christ as Lord and Savior, you will never get there. You will never get there. You know, the way to the place. Jesus, make sure he made the statement, you know the place where I'm going. You will never believe after 3 years, which will give you 1,095 days. They're still asking, saying, well, we don't know where you're going. And we don't know the way. Oh, you have to know the way. You have to know the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way? Jesus answered him, Thomas, Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, Thomas, you will have known my Father. You will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. For 3 years, Jesus is trying to show them the light of the world. And yet, you don't know him. Oh, please. Let not your hearts be troubled, guys. You believe in God, well, you must also believe in me. That's what Jesus is trying to get to them. My Father, place, I am going to put it together so that I can have you there with me. That's my promise to you. My promise to you is I will come again and take you to where I'll be going. I will come back. You know the way to the place where I'm going. And then Brother Thomas is saying, he don't know. Oh, where were you, Thomas? Where were you? And Jesus answered, don't you know the way? Know me, Philip? Because Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. For 365 days a year, you've been around. You have been around me. Okay. I can't believe you're asking me this question. So Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? Man, the very words I say to you, I do not speak of my own authority. No. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing the work. Verily, verily, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the work I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. Jesus tried to make them feel comfortable, but they got the shock of their life. But they understood at a certain point when Jesus made the statement, let not your heart be troubled. Yeah. They understand exactly afterwards what Jesus was, where he was coming from. Because when he left, when Jesus left, they're going to be having a lot of sadness. As I said, their throat becomes tightened and their chest. Maybe they might have had regrets after giving up all what they had to follow Jesus. Now Jesus is going. Jesus is going. Folks, brothers and sisters, Jesus do not bring surprises to people. Jesus is very transparent. He didn't run off from his disciples. He didn't try to fool them because he is God. Yes. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I would have told you. Do you think I wouldn't have let you know if it were not so? I am going to prepare a place, a special place for you. And that where I will be, you will be with me. That's my promise to you. That's my promise to you. I will not leave you as orphans or leave you comfortless. I will come to you, Jesus says. In my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus could have gone there by himself and hide in any one of the rooms. But he didn't do that. He did not. He says, I will come again after I fix up. I'll come again and take you out of this world to give you a better place to stay. A better place to stay. You've got to make your election sure, as I said. You cannot go there except you come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. My brothers and sisters, if you don't accept Christ as Lord and Savior here or not, you'll never get there. You will never get there. Tomorrow will be too late. Don't gamble with your precious salvation. Don't put off for tomorrow what can be done today. And Hebrews 3:15 said, today, if you shall hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion, nor listen to a different voice. Don't listen to a different voice that will dissuade you. No, no, no. Not a wise idea. This could be your final call. Don't say you have enough or you have enough time. Tomorrow is promised to no one. You don't know when the Lord is going to show up. Now is the acceptable time. Now, today is the day of salvation. Don't put off for tomorrow what can be done today. You are gambling. It is a dangerous thing to fall into the hand of the living God. I am warning you. I am giving you an opportunity. I'm opening a way for you to let you know this is your best chance. Today is the best day of your life that you have lived. Today now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. And I want to share with you, I had that same opportunity. When I got an invitation to go to church, to go to meet Jesus, I know I didn't want to go. And I keep, you know, trying to bamboozle the lady who invited me to church, and I know I didn't want to go at all. But anyhow, something drew me to church, and I went. And while I was in that church, I was drawn to the altar by a power stronger than any earthly attraction. And I give Christ my life. And I haven't regretted for 42 years. I haven't regretted. I am giving you that opportunity today, my friend, my brother, my sister. I am letting you know it is the best drive you will ever get. It is the best vehicle that you will ever get into. It is the best flight you will fly. You will not regret it. I am telling you, you will not regret it. And so, as I come to the end of this short session, I pray that you got blessed. I pray that the word of God got into your heart. And so, I want to say thank you for coming in the name of Jesus. Thank you. And so let's pray. We can pray. Pray. Let me lead you. Lord, you have given me the opportunity. So kind. And I thank you that you have made it possible for me to bring this word, to speak to your people. I pray that you will touch their hearts, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will touch their heart, that they will get the salvation that they so long for. And Lord, let the listening ears and attentive hearts be consumed by your Spirit as they confess their sins before you to accept you as their Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you. Thank you for listening. In Jesus' name, have a blessed evening. Amen.